hot takes, heartaches, and South Asian stories that hit home for Australians, this is SBS Spice.
And while gendered violence is also a universal problem, it affects South Asian communities in a very, very particular way. And if we cannot tease out the culturally specific ways that are cause and effect for this type of violence, then there is little hope to understand resistances or to counter it.
Curious to hear more? Tune into SBS Spice on the SBS website or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Labor MP for Newcastle, Sharon Claydon, says the city is finally on track to becoming the high-speed rail hub of Australia. The Sydney-Newcastle high-speed rail link has been under discussion since 2022, but Ms Claydon says the project has finally reached a turning point.
This is a very exciting day for Newcastle. As I like to refer to it as, this city is the birthplace of high-speed rail in Australia. This is just the latest, but this is a really critical step forward for high-speed rail.
Work has begun on a two-year development phase for the project. The federal government says shovels could be in the ground as early as 2028. With a new $229 million commitment, federal spending on Australia's inaugural high-speed rail project has hit $659.6 million. The central coast part of the line will be finished by 2027, with the link up to the Sydney airport expected to be completed in 2042. Catherine King, the Minister for Transport, says the high-speed rail line reduces travel time between Sydney and Newcastle and Sydney and the Central Coast.
So whilst the high-speed rail will bring the travel down from Newcastle to Sydney to an hour, from Gosford to Sydney to 30 minutes, really what that means for this economy here is a heavy vote of confidence. Now, we know the costs of this project are high. You can't build a rail project without significant costs. There's none in the country that haven't cost money. High-speed rail is an expensive project. The business case talks about, in terms of 1A and 1B, the costs being around the $55 billion mark.
High-speed rail authority CEO Tim Parker says the project is a key tool for tackling the housing crisis, enabling people to live in regional centres like Newcastle while maintaining a fast, efficient commute to Sydney.
What we've seen overseas is when you have high speed, it attracts regional development. People want to locate in the region. You can look at Newcastle, what a great place to live and work. And of course, you can build businesses here and still attract people from Sydney to Newcastle.
The project involves digging out 114 kilometres of track between Sydney and Newcastle, as well as 115 kilometres of track beneath Greater Sydney. Ms King says that despite the upfront costs, the released business case estimates a $250 billion saving over the next 50 years, largely driven by the ability for residents to live further from the city centre. The total cost of the project will come close to $90 billion, but the government is still considering how to pay for it. Ms King says the government will tip in an extra $5 billion if they cannot raise the necessary funds through private investment.
The cost being around the $55 billion mark. Now, that, of course, includes all of the stations, all of the signalling, an advanced manufacturing facility to actually build the trains here, and all of the rolling stock. So the construction of the actual rail itself is around about the $31 billion mark, but really overall the project, including rolling stock, we've made sure we've got all of that costed because you can't run a rail line without putting some trains on it as well.
Ms King says she understands the scepticism over whether the project will ever break ground, given its long history of delays. However, she says that Western Sydney Airport faced the same doubts, yet it is now complete and set to begin operations in October 2026. The development phase will be responsible for the approvals process of the route, awarding contracts and finalising the design.
What that means is doing all of the detailed design work, getting early contractor involvement to make sure we have got this project right, getting the design of the tunnels, getting the design of the stations, understanding the signalling system that is needed, getting that designed right the way through, really getting this ready for our future investment.
SBS took to the streets of Sydney to speak to commuters.
If you're looking like 50, 100 years in the future, I think we probably would get good use out of it. So
it's a lot of money. I guess the government would have to consider what their priorities are.
Yeah, for people that live here and go up to the coast, I think it would be, yeah.
Yeah, that money should be put to other things that we should be doing, healthcare and hospitals, stayed at the hospitals. There's more doctors and all that, so.
Me personally, I'm coming from Germany. We have such a train. So this is, it calls ICA, and it takes you from Berlin to Munich within 4 hours. A friend lives in Newcastle, and I would like to go there by train because by car it takes maybe 1.5 to 2 hours.
I think it'd be great to do something like that, yes.
This section of the railway link is the starting point for a proposed East Coast network, stretching 1,800 kilometres from Brisbane all the way to Melbourne. Brianna Charles for SBS News.
Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.